You wanna go to war? You got a war. You started it, we gonna finish.
We're rolling.
Rolling.
Dun, 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 dun. Rawhide. That's two separate songs, though. Okay, Punk Off Podcast, once again, this is episode...
I don't remember.
I think
I'm Chris Crude.
Seven-ish? Eight-ish? I don't know. I really... For all the notes I take, I don't remember the right down, that kind of shit. So anyway, yeah, once again, as you heard over there, Chris Crude, Dan Destroyer here. And we're going to do another non-guest episode. I guess we need to come up with a term for... Because, like, the Nerdist has hostful when they don't have any guests. But I don't like that term because it sounds like we're a fruit pie.
Virgin?
Virgin episode?
Yeah, we don't have a partner.
Well, there's still two of us, although that doesn't really make that any
better,
you know, for the...
We're a unit. It's not like we can partner each other.
Okay.
You know, it's the tag team here. We have to have an opposition.
Tag team.
I'm not helping matters any, am I?
Not really, no. Okay. But since you brought up tag team, that'll allow me to segue right into Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Oh, no.
So I watched... I've been trying to keep up with Ring of Honor a little bit. And I haven't watched any World Wrestling Entertainment at all in a while now. I just, between switching shifts and just everything that's been going on. But I did get to watch Ring of Honor last night, and there was a really good tag team match that was first up. Briscoes versus the Bloodbound Warriors. Have you been familiar with the Bloodbound Warriors at all?
Briscoes, but not...
Bloodbound Warriors kind of remind you of, because everyone's now getting these back again, where they got to kind of have their Road Warriors slash... Demolition team from like the, you remember, like the guys with the Road Warrior
the
face paint
shoulder pads,
but kind of Viking looking or cyberpunk.
Oh,
so they've
or a
got
Viking cyberpunk.
That's kind of, yeah. So, but yeah, the Ring of Honor has those guys now. I think they've been wrestling for, I think they said 3 years now. I don't know. But really good match. It reminded you of watching some of the older stuff too, where. Because Ring of Honor, as I'm sure you know, they're still big about shaking hands at the beginning. That's the whole code of honor, is you're supposed to still shake hands at the beginning of a match. So the Briscoes held out. The one Bloodbound Warrior was just turned his back. The other guy, let's see, there's Red, is it Red Scorpion? And I forget that. Something Wolf.
You know, not to interrupt you, but I like what you're going with the whole, it's still a Ring of Honor and they shake hands before the match, because... I remember back in the day.
The day.
You know, they'd actually, like, check their boots for foreign objects and, you know, pat everybody down and...
Check their tights and...
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. No. What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, that's kind of what I was going to talk about, because there is... I've been watching other matches and before and kind of thought, I'm like, you know, there's some stuff they used to do in the old days that they didn't do that. That's one of them. No one really checks to see if anyone's got anything loaded in their boot or anything anymore. And the other is, remember, everyone would do... Test of strength at the beginning. Hogan and Macho Man both were big ones for that. Well, the other guys were too. But where they'd hold one hand up in the air and, you know, they'd lock hands up on, you know, one hand and then they'd hold up the other hands, lock up and see who they could get to submit. Because nobody does that anymore. They did kind of a version like that last night with the handshake. Like
strong man thumb wrestling or something.
Kind of, yeah, I guess. But I kind of miss that shit. I mean, it's dopey, but it's still fun to watch. It's always what wrestling, part of wrestling should be. It's just like a show of force, especially when it's big dudes against other big dudes.
Okay, Jesse the Body Ventura talking about closed fist.
Closed fist!
Ruined it.
They ought to disqualify him. He's using closed fist, gorilla. But But anyway, yeah.
Ric Flair ruining the chest chop for everyone.
Woo! Woo! That reminds me, I watched a long clip of him doing the original rant of the kiss stealing, jet flying, diamond wear, that whole speech. I watched the original when he was, I think it was NWA, wasn't he in WCW yet, when he first did that. But anyway, getting back to the match I watched last night.
When he was in NWA, he had a real way to express himself.
Comes straight from the underground.
Style, that's right. I just derailed the conversation.
Yeah, that's typical. Okay, so third try at this. At any rate, so the other Briscoe and a Wolf Blood or something like that. It's Wolf something. They finally did the handshake, and you could tell they were sitting there doing the squeeze off thing, and they were squeezing, and then Briscoe started winning, and then he headbutted the other guy. And then he headbutted him like 8 times, and he did the stagger back thing, and it was. Besides all that shit, see, you're at least grinning. So, besides all that shit, though, it was a really good old-school match. Because, you know, one of the guys went tumbling outside of the ring. One of the Briscoes went over the rope and tackled him into the barricade. And it was good. It was only about 8 minutes long, but damn, it was still a good match.
So, you're saying there was more wrestling and less talking?
Yes. Talking came afterwards.
Excellent.
There was talking after they've got some other rivalry going on with some other group that's got 3 guys in it, and one of them's on crutches right now, and I can't remember their name. But yeah, it was good to watch just some straight up kind of old school style wrestling on a match without.
Speaking of wrestling, I'm wrestling with the fact of should I turn the computer on tonight? And watch, I think tonight's wrestling night for the old WWE too. SummerSlam, Undertaker. He's talking about talking, and pretty much that's all that the current champion does. He's not so much not big enough to fight all the heavyweights, but he talks a good game.
Yeah.
So that's all you got going for you.
Yeah, I'd seen some of that yesterday. What the hell was I putting? I must have been on WWE's website, but yeah, they were promoing the hell out of the next pay-per-view, as always, and wanted to sell you some t-shirts and key rings for that, and they were also, because NXT now has, I don't know if you heard about this, the Four Horsewomen.
Horsewomen?
Yes.
So that would be like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
And what's her name from Pretty Julia Roberts?
Ouch. Go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. I'm just.
No, that's all stereotype horsewomen that I know.
Okay. No, it's, of course, Ric Flair's daughter.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, you think if the Four Horsewomen, you think that would at least be one of the. Bailey. What the hell's the one? I think the one, I can't remember her name. Is it Sasha something? She wears like the cyberpunk chick goggles on the top of her head.
Yeah, she's the champ right now.
Yeah, and then, man, I don't remember who the fourth one is.
Sasha Banks. I always thought that's a porn star or something.
So did I, but yeah. I was leaving it at that. I wasn't going to admit that over the podcast, but since you brought it up.
See, that's how little I know about it.
I know. Same here.
I thought it was.
I wasn't sure.
I was wrong.
So, yeah. So that's kind of what I've been going. And I see they've stolen another gimmick for Ambrose right now. Because everyone's got new shirts out. I noticed that when I was on the WWE yesterday. And it's the Ambrose Asylum. And they had some I don't remember what the tagline was.
He puts the lotion on the skin.
that should be it at this point. But it was this tagline I think they stole from another movie. I mean, I'm not going to say it's why so serious, but I think it was something like that.
See, he'd work well in Joker makeup.
That is true. You know, that's probably going to be the next step.
Call it first.
Yep.
Come on. I want marketing. I want a percentage of royalties.
That's right. Because I'm sure Triple H listens to this all the time. Yeah.
Because it's best for business. I'll forward it to him. That one time, you know, I've got his ear.
Okay, so moving on from wrestling, I'm sure we'll come back to it at some point again. No. As well. You don't think? Okay, let's see. I want to give a quick shout out to the NWO, no relation to the other NWO, Metal Militia. They're on Facebook right now. It's a buddy of mine I knew from way back. He's kind of, him and his son kind of started up as a joke, but they've been going to so many shows, it's become like a real thing now. But this is really cool because they'll go to shows and you get to kind of check out bands just through him. He's been going all over Ohio, and he's also a supporter of the Sacred Cows, Butt City, so for which I'm thankful.
As am I.
So that's been another...
Glad to know I'm not the only one that's bought my own CDs. Same here. Other people are doing it too.
Same here. But yeah, we've actually had quite a good response here recently. We're getting on the second little resurgence on Sacred Cows, which I think means we might actually have to start practicing Sacred Cow songs there before.
No sex helmets? Just Sacred Cows?
Well, we'll divide our time, but yeah, it looks like at least some people at some point are actually really going to want a show, which means we're actually really going to have to do it, which I don't mind.
No, that sounds real fun. We just have to fill the band out a little bit and...
Yeah, get everyone in places. And, but yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah, speaking of bands, I'm going to give a shout out to Eric Icer Rose. He's been the roadie / tour manager / merch man / everything for the Convalescents out of Toledo. They just got back from doing about, 4 months, about 120 days on the road.
Yeah.
All sorts of bus problems and crazy stuff they've had to go through. And went to a party last night of his and had some fun, seen some old faces, met some new ones, met some people from the Convalescents. And they're going to be going back out on the road for about another 2 months here pretty soon. They're actually going to do a couple Northwest Ohio shows, like part like something in Perrysburg. I forget the exact name of it, but they're also doing something in Hamler, like an Area 51 show coming up in about a month, sometime in September.
Okay.
Thinking about heading out there and doing one of them local shows.
Cool. So you heard it here. If they're in your area, check them out. I don't have much else to say because while I am... Nah, flying around. While I am familiar with the name, I've never really checked them out before, but I was a little familiar
it's
with...
Good metal, you know. They do the whole face paint and all the good stuff.
Yeah. Jello Biafra does not approve of face paint.
No, he does not. Well, he does not approve of the way... My old band, Living Dead.
You apparently weren't the only one. I meant to tell you this a couple weeks ago, and I forgot. I had read an article online with someone interviewing him. And yeah, apparently he just does not have... Since he saw the Misfits, he was kind of like, I'm done, I'm over it with the face paint thing. So it sounds like that's kind of his feelings on it. So at least he's not like, say, Johnny Rotten, where he'd have just started saying a bunch of shit instead, but... Boring. But it's no, boring. Been no, done no, before.
He didn't need to say anything because the condescending looks without words were enough.
I know, but he's Jell-O. I mean, J-E-L-L-O.
And I'm glue when bounce stuff being sticks to you.
Okay. All right, moving on for that for a little bit here. Actually, it had been talked about, too, about doing a... And I'm actually kind of seriously thinking about doing a video for the Sacred Cows. Now, everyone's first one reaction is, oh, do 50 pounds of porn. I would like to, but I have a certain way I want to shoot that video since I have it in my mind and I don't have the ability yet. It's been talked about, so that probably will not be the first video.
Oh, so, I have the ability.
Really? You have a bookstore?
I do not have a bookstore.
We could probably almost recreate one, but there's a few things I need.
We could do some ninja stuff at the library.
Ninja stuff.
You know, just videotape each other, like in between the big rows of books and the bookshelves and everything.
So at any rate, that's just been an idea that's been kicked around. Identity Theft is looking for a couple of the bands to do videos. So we, of course, talked about it. So the idea's out there. We'll see. With everything
else. Well, you know, if finding a bookstore if something's too tough, we could probably do Misty Macho Man or something, and we all have boots and tights, and we could probably do some backyard wrestling.
Well, the two songs I was thinking about was Technology was the one song I was thinking about doing. That would be pretty easy to eat. To shoot, we can do some of that guerrilla style.
Guerrilla style, yeah, that's a. I've got lots of leftover technology in the basement of my house. You can just like turn into a big dump pile, and that could be some symbolism about like throwaway and disposable society.
See, that's kind of the idea I wanted to go with for that. And the other one I thought about doing was doing. A video for Skullduggery, but I don't know how since there's no real vocals in it, how receptive people would be to that.
It would be pretty good. That sounds more like something that would be like you'd watch the band playing the song and then throw
random images
over top of it, kind of like the song has random samples.
Was a little bit of the line I was thinking about doing anyhow. And I was going to do random. I was thinking about doing random shots of the band playing with Technology too, as well. So, which also means we probably have to break the cow masks back out, which means we're going to suffocate for our art for a while once again. But
I still have two cow masks at my house, unsullied,
same
clean.
Here. Same here. I haven't done any weird sex things with them, so still unsullied and clean.
I've tried to do some weird sex things with them. I thought it would be fun to, like, pay some chick to, like, wear the cow mask and record her masturbating wearing the cow mask. But then it's like, the women don't like the imagery of being thought of as a cow.
Nah, I guess.
You know.
That's not really what we were going for, but...
Hot, you know. Mm-hmm. No woman likes being called a cow.
No. No, they do not. All right, so moving on into odd, weird imagery. I got a couple things. I know you're not on Instagram, but I joined a while back because got into it first because of the art aspect in it. But there's also a lot of just people being like, selfie, click. But
last night in Toledo when I was driving around trying to find my dude's house.
Yeah.
There's a couple dudes. They was younger, you know. But they had one of the selfie stick, and they was hanging it outside, like, the passenger window. And he was at a stoplight, and the dude was hanging outside the window. They was both in the front seat, like, taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then the light turned green, and I start thinking, it's not a Mercury Sable, but it's a Ford. Like, what's
Fusion?
Sable.
Oh.
No, Mercury Sable, but Mercury's. A Ford. It's the exact same car. Yeah, yeah. They're in mom's Taurus, and they're like a couple teenage kids, and they're sitting there styling and taking selfie pictures with the stick, hanging out the window and getting action shots of cruising in the Taurus.
Cruising down the street in my Taurus. See, it doesn't have the same ring. Yeah.
Ain't getting no pussy. It's gonna bore us.
Yeah, see, I'd have been tempted just to grab the selfie stick and beat them to death with it, but that's me. So, not really. So, I don't want this used against me later in court if something similar happens.
Well, you know, real life actions and temptations are two different things, you know. That's what the basic tenets of religion are based on.
I thought it was control.
No, it's them controlling you.
Well, yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about self-control.
Actually, you know what? I can't. As much as I bang on religion, I don't want to, I don't want anyone to think I'm totally against religion. As long, I don't have a problem with people having their own faith, as long as they don't shove it down my throat. That's really. I'm cool with whatever you want to believe
my,
in.
My faith is pornography. Well, I'm Can I shove it down your throat?
Usually I have a better pickup or a comeback line.
Having spirituality and being like a member of an organized religion is two different things.
Yes.
Okay. That's my viewpoint anyway. And I struggle. I graduated from a private Catholic school. And
I think we brought that up.
Being here in town, like I struggle with trying to... Whether I should send my kids there, but at the same time,
yeah, you know,
at the same time they're getting
it's being a little hypocritical.
A better education, they're getting like more advanced placement classes, and
yeah.
Daughters are already taking classes a grade or two ahead of their actual class, you know.
Yeah.
So they're ahead of the same basic boring routine that yeah. I knew.
Well, yeah, because I'll say this, since I came from a country school on the outskirts, which was, fuck it, it was Arcadia. But
Arcadia Skirts.
That was the one thing we discovered when we started having, when I was in school, way back in the Stone Age when I rode dinosaurs to school, when we started having open enrollment, they discovered that a lot of the Finley, and especially, and they're going to hate to hear this, Fostoria students that came and enrolled in Arcadia... usually had to go to a special class just so they could get caught up with where the usual standards at Arcadia were at. So yeah, I kind of... It sounds like it hasn't changed from what I've talked to a couple of my friends, well, within the last week, oddly enough, that have brought that up, that they've transferred their kids to different schools through open enrollment. And yeah, their kids had to play basically catch up for... 6 months to a year, depending on how, you know, how smart their kid was, and just, but yeah. So yeah, I don't have kids, but yeah, I kind of understand your struggle there, because besides all the other crap, because I, you know, I've had friends that went to Fostoria that get pissed when they hear a lot of this, but there is a certain amount of truth to it, and if I was a parent, just even dumping all the other shit that people hear about Fostoria, just even the whole learning aspect of it.
That's racist.
No, I'm not even. I'm not even.
That's racist.
I'm not pulling a Hulk Hogan. Just even the whole learning factor of it, there is something to it. As far as, especially if your kids are already showing signs that they can do advanced learning, it's I wouldn't want to send them Fostoria either, because it's your kid's going to get bored real quick. It's just that's my two cents.
Well, that really wasn't my angle. My angle was
you're racist.
That is part of it, but I know this is forever and ages ago, but it was just like basic classes. There was no advanced placement classes there.
Yeah,
like some of the smartest kids from our school actually went to the public school for their college level or advanced placement classes. You know, they didn't have that there.
Yeah.
And so, since my kids are already showing signs and taking classes a grade ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking I don't need to spend all the money on a private school when all the advanced classes are the public one anyway.
Mm, true. Yeah, it's a struggle. I'm glad I don't have to think about this kind of stuff. It's just me. Wow, we got really serious for a minute. We need to get back to the dick and fart jokes. So, speaking of which, Instagram. So, yeah, because we kind of got off on a tangent, because I could talk about people's selfies. And, you know, with some of the women, I don't mind. Dudes, they take too many selfies after a while. It gets a little weird, but... What?
You said dick jokes and Instagram in the same sentence. I'm trying to figure out what kind of pictures you are looking at on
Instagram.
No, that
would see if it would
make you think about dick and fart.
See, that'd be more of a, what, shit, what's the thing with the little ghost? Tumblr? I think. Anyway, that's more of the dick pic.
No, Twitter is the bird.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much media, social media out there. Anyway, so I've discovered on Instagram, there's cool little smart-ass things on there. And one thing I've discovered from actually one of the other guys that I've known him off and on, I don't know, since I bought my Honda. We were on the same Honda website for a lot of years. And he's kind of gotten some notoriety. His name's Shocker Joe. He's a photographer. He does a lot of, like, huge import meets. He'll go take photos for magazines and stuff. So, but he posted, there's a site called Pizza Sluts.
Pizza Sluts?
With like three Z's. And it looks like the Pizza Hut logo. But basically, they have Photoshop pieces of pizzas over dicks. Like while girls are giving blowjobs. So it looks like they're just shoving this whole slice of pepperoni pizza in their mouth.
That's perfect because lots of pornos are like the pizza delivery guy.
There are some
in there. And then if you got a pizza dick, you know, it's perfect for the pizza delivery guy.
Like I said, they kind of crop it a little bit. So, you know, just, you know, usually the woman's got, you know, her eyes are really big and a huge slice shoved in her mouth. And
nice.
So I just found it hilarious. And then I noticed also they had also stolen, and that was made it easier for photoshopping. There was that site, so I've heard, called Big Sausage Pizza that used to do videos.
Yes.
I've
heard of that one too.
Yes. Where supposed, allegedly, they would cut out a hole in a box and stick their dick through the. And so, yeah, then they just Photoshop pizza right over, pizza slice right over the top of that. So yeah, it's kind of hilarious. I found it amusing. I'm sure some people just think I'm absolutely gross for finding it amusing, but that's the way my mind works. I just thought it was funny.
No. Pepperoni genitalia always gets the laugh.
Mm-hmm. So something else I found
out. Actually, pepperoni genitalia is going to be the name of my next band. even though we don't have any songs for Sex Helmet yet, we're going to be building the backlog up. And
well, we have songs for Sex Helmet. They're just locked up here.
Yes.
And
well,
I'm thumping my head for everyone listening.
And after we get an album of that, it's all going to turn into pepperoni genitalia music.
But, Instagram is also kind of, I'm not sure if it was Twitter first or Instagram, but they're huge on using hashtags, which was really annoying at first, and honestly, it's still
like hash browns.
Hashtags.
Oh.
The pound symbol, if you're old school. But, and it had keyword, at any rate, as I like to use, because I need to get things back on track somehow.
You should hashtag at any rate.
I surely should.
And every time they link for a podcast.
Maybe I will do that, but we're not on. Either I need to come up with another catchphrase to get us back on track.
No.
Maybe it's just go.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Just hashtag that shit.
At any rate, hashtag. So you have to. I had bought Sam, the guest who was on several episodes ago, his band Obrey. Their CD came out, so him and I swapped CDs. So I was like, "Hey, you know, how about if we trade CDs?" He's like, "Yeah, that's cool with me." So I checked it out, and it is. It's really good. I like it. So I posted it up on Instagram. That, you know, I do this for friends too. If you know if they got a band CD out, but hey, I've been listening to this. Check them out. Blah blah blah. So, and when you hashtag stuff, depending, like, on CDs, I also hashtag bands that are similar, if it's a smaller band that most people haven't heard of. Which, in this case, did not... It's funny, but I was like, what the hell? So, I hashtag Coxbar, English band, English skinhead band. Hashtag Foreskins, English skinhead boy band. And all of a sudden, I had a bunch of gay dudes start following me.
All right.
So I was like, well, this is kind of cool, but we have nothing in common. Because I'm sitting there looking through. I'm like, well, they're gay, but maybe they listen to street punk or oi. And I'm like, nah, we just spend a lot of time in the gym. So yeah, if you listen to oi.
Some cock sparring foreskin sounds.
Kind of hot?
Sounds. It's the next generation of Ultimate Fighting and MMA. to watch Cox Bar and Porskins.
It's funny because it's probably true.
Yeah.
So, I don't have much further to go after that as far as jokes for... You pretty much said it all. I can't top MMA-style fighting with foreskins and cocks, so... This episode's really going to get the explicit label on this one.
Yeah, I'm about to click that explicit button two or three times to see if it doubles up or... You know, because you got rated X and there's triple X and, you know, MA. I don't know. Do they still have X-rated movies or is everything MA now?
I still think it's still considered triple X and X. And I think it's just straight to triple X anymore. Unless X is would be reserved for, like, those late-night HBO movies they show that's the...
Oh, it's Skinamax. It's not. They don't show it on HBO. It's Skinamax.
See, I don't have any of that shit as far as... I just got basic cable. And I don't have Skinamax because I have real porn on DVD. So... Skinamax is for...
Speaking of which, I was looking for my episode. I thought I recorded it a long time ago, but... It was the Sex Trek. It was the...
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit I had that. It had Tiana Fine in it, and it was an early '90s, we'll say, wasn't it? If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Well, you know, Captain Kirk actually got the Green Martian weapon, so
yeah.
So you know, everybody talked about that stuff.
And I'm pretty sure that might be still floating around my house in VHS up in the loft somewhere. Although I don't know, I got rid of a lot of my porn on VHS once I started getting DVDs. Because I had a lot of it, so it needed to go. So it didn't help, like, certain places you buy from. They just give you free stuff, too.
Oh, you bought a DVD? Here, have three other ones.
Well, no, with VHS. They haven't been doing that with DVDs yet, thankfully, because I've only got so much room to store stuff anymore. Allegedly. Hey, who am I kidding? So, okay, after a long pause, I'm trying to get my shit together here a little bit. It's really warm, and the beer I've been drinking is a little more potent than I thought it was going to be.
Hello.
So, did you hear about the whole...
You're going to be mine tonight. To roofied it.
You didn't have to roof it. Just kind of joking.
That's not the point.
Hashtag foreskin.
Where's the fun if I don't?
So, did you hear about the whole Fostoria skate park fight video thing that was...
That was a few weeks ago, I thought, but...
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, though. I just kind of... I don't know, it was kind of... I had all these people ask me, because just for those... Well, most people, I think, that listen know that I'm an old, fat skateboarder. So, and one of the places I hit, just because it's close to home, is the Fostoria skate park. Because I had a whole bunch of people ask me on, like, Facebook, like, do you know these kids? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I know and it's true, there's been a bunch, since there's not so many skateboarders in Fostoria anymore, I've seen just a lot of kids who are there not really doing anything but sitting around on a bench fucking around. They've just been hanging out at the park. So my guess is it was a lot of them. I don't know who any of them are. I could take a guess at some of the last names of the usual troublemakers of the in this town, but I don't need sued for slander, neither. So, I don't know. Yeah, it made the Toledo news. I don't know if it ever got any farther than that. But yeah, I just wanted to cover that real quick and see if you were heard about it.
Yeah, I never knew it made it past Facebook posts.
Yeah, Toledo news covered it, of course. So, because it's something scandalous about Fostoria. So
that is money right there.
Yeah,
you know.
Honestly,
all the big cities condescending on the small towns.
Yeah.
That gets clicks. That gets ratings.
Ratings. Yeah, it does. So, yeah, that was the thing. I was kind of like, eh. Well, if they get rid of that, there's like the benches that are out of ballparks and everything, like the aluminum staggered benches. Honestly, if I think they got rid of those kids would probably quit hanging out there because then there's nothing to sit on. And skaters don't give a shit if they got to sit on their board while they rest. So, that's my two cents. That's old man Dan.
I think it's worth more than 2 cents right there.
So
that's a life philosophy to live by.
Life philosophy? Get rid of the bench.
That's right.
Put that on t-shirts and stickers. So, I'm starting looking over my little notes because the older I get, the more I forget shit. See, I got my one buddy's name wrote down. He's done some art for Hoodlum Syndicate, and actually he's doing the new logo for this podcast at some point. But he's getting out of the game, so he'll be one of the last. But just do my buddy Sean Shock a favor and go check out the art of Sean Shock. And Sean is S-E-A-N, and his last name is S-C-H-O-C-H. Art of Sean Shock. Just kind of hit his website, check him out. It'll kind of... He's had a bunch of stuff happen recently where I know he's kind of down, so I think it would probably help lift his spirits. At least seen some traffic have been hitting his website. So, bad thing is he's not going to be doing any more artwork. He's kind of done. He's going to have to kind of give up the dream and do a real quote-unquote real job.
Damn, man.
Yeah, so... I try talking him out of it as long as I can, but, you know, that's because I'm on the other side of working, and that's why I'm like, live the dream as long as you can, but that's the thing. I think he did it about as long as he could. And he's been living out around Portland area, so I know that gets expensive really fucking quick. So with that said...
No, everything gluten-free pretty much is expensive.
Yes. You know? Yeah, gluten-free air... Gluten-free Darth Vader playing bagpipes on a unicycle.
That's a couple of words I never expected to hear.
You've never seen that video?
No.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. Yeah, I think even if you go on YouTube and type in Keep Portland Weird, it'll come up. There's a dude that rides around on a unicycle in a kilt playing bagpipes with a Darth Vader mask on. And I think he even has flames shooting out of his bagpipes now. So it's a spectacle. And usually he's playing the theme from Star Wars. So it's worth checking out just for a few minutes, if nothing else. So since we've already been nearing about social media, I've actually got one more bone to pick about some people on Facebook. Because I've seen it more and more. And a lot of it is... the age we're at with the people we went to school with. Well, I don't know about... I'm sure it happens with the people you went to school with as well. There's a lot of them that are older that will have a Facebook page up. And their profile picture is their kids. And their background picture is their kids. And you go through all of their profile pictures. And they'll have like one picture of them. And you can tell they've gotten older and fat and have lost their looks. And the rest is all pictures of their kids that they just use as their profile. And I'm not going to name names, but you and I actually work with a couple of people who are like that as well, who live too vicariously through their kids. So much to the point, so I think you know who I'm talking about, and don't say it if you think, we'll talk about it afterwards. But that's all you ever hear them talk about is their kids and what they've accomplished and who they're friends with now and everything else. And I'm kind of looking at this person being like, when did you give up being you? Do you have any personality at all anymore? Or because I know, see, that's the thing. All of my friends, even like you, you've got kids, but that didn't quit. You didn't quit drumming or just generally living your life because you have kids. Your kids are still your kids. You're letting them grow up to be whoever they are. And a lot of these people, it seems like they're forcing them so much to do whatever they did not accomplish when they were in high school. I'm like, these kids are going to rebel. Hey, if not before they get out of high school, by the time they get into college age, something hardcore. I'll see what you got to say about it. But
no, I agree with you. But by the way, have you seen this latest picture that I just took of my? It was cute. It was my kid and my cat.
No, I have not seen that.
Because that's two of the best. You know, you got cat pictures and kid pictures mixing together.
Uh huh. Somehow I think you're still lying, but still. But you know what I'm saying. There are those people, because I went through, and I've got a buddy of mine that lives out in Arizona. He's not lived out here since about 95. Him and I are best. Well, we're still best friends, but he's, you know, he kind of misses the area, and I think there's sometimes he kind of sees things through, I guess, for lack of a better term, rose-colored glasses as far as the way some of the people we went to school with were. So he feels the need, and he goes, well, dude, it's just social media. I'm like, yeah, but they're still assholes on social media. So he'll just add them all. So I was just trying to check and see, because there's some people that I'm like, dude, they're kind of crazy. Now you probably shouldn't have added them, but whatever. But I'll sit there and go through to see, like, well, who the hell did he add here recently? Who am I going to have to... Because a lot of times he doesn't know, because a lot of these people didn't move away from this area, and much like me. I mean, shame on me for that, I guess. But that was more the way it happened. I was planning on moving away, but something happened. But at any rate, I'm babbling now. So I went through, and yeah, I'm like, why did he add like a 14-year-old girl to his? And then I looked, I'm like, oh, well, that name's... So I went looking, and yeah, it's somebody else who's... Actually, the family name is well-known around Arcadia, but they had like one picture of them. And all the rest was her daughter for prom and just every other function that... Now it's like, really? Yeah, I mean, you have a somewhat successful business. Why? Yeah, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know. It's kind of like people who, no offense, and I know it because I know a few of these too, people who just use cars as their pictures on Facebook. I'm into cars, but I have not used my car as my continuous...
Well, you know, you have the same...
There's more to me than my car.
You have the same, like, Harley crowd, you know. If all you do is identify yourself by your mode of transportation, there's something sorely lacking in your life, I think.
Yeah. So that was, I guess, just my...
That ranks up there with the 40-year-old guys that get their first bike and totally change their wardrobe.
Yeah, and I'm laughing because I know the exact type. Yeah, I know. I like seeing those dudes because their leather jackets are so shiny and hardly have any sun wear on them at all. Because, you know, it's hard to get sun wear on a jacket when you only take it out on Saturday and Sunday.
And I take my bike out even less than that. I don't even think I've really done more than about 2 or 3 hours this summer. I don't know.
But you've also had your bike for a long fucking time, so...
Yeah, at least 20 years.
Yeah, see, that's... See, I'm with you on this one. I just, yeah, because I know, and I've got a buddy of mine that, yeah, he's been riding motorcycles since, you know, even before he was old enough to legally do it, and yeah, I don't know. I kind of see the world through his eyes when he talks about motorcycles, because I was like, yeah, I get it. That would annoy me, too. But I don't. On the same aspect, I try not to be too judgmental because being a skateboarder now, and there's been a huge resurgence in older skaters, and especially people that are just starting, like when they hit their 40s, which to me is a little odd, but I guess not really, because they're doing it for the same reasons I do. I do it because it's fun. Although I do have to mention this because you know him as well. Todd Swalla posted something on Facebook yesterday. Yesterday or the day before, somebody posted to his Facebook page. Actually, you know what? Let me preface this a little bit first. If you don't know who Todd is a really good drummer from the Toledo area. He was originally in a punk band called the Necros. If you don't know who the Necros are, I feel sorry for you. But he's been in a lot of other bands that I've followed. One of my other favorites being the Laughing Hyenas. He was a drummer for them for a while. And he's... I don't know how this band works, but the band Boogaloo's a Prayer, he's the drummer for them. Most of the members still live here. Todd does not anymore, so I think he just pretty much straight flies in and they play. So, but he's that good that he manages to pull it off. Go on YouTube. There's plenty of videos. Yeah, that was videos of Boogaloo's a Prayer on YouTube, including one that I shot. But where's it going with this? Oh, yeah. So somebody posted on this Facebook that they had a Thrasher magazine collection from like the early 80s to 2014, and they were only missing some issues from like 2003 or something. And Todd responded with, Yeah, that's too bad that during the 90s it became a frat boy thing. Skateboarding became kind of a frat boy thing. Which, I kind of get where he's coming from that, because at about 95 there was kind of a balance tipped as far as skateboarding took a weird direction as far as it became very serious. Because before it was kind of more of a punk rock thing, have fun, do your own thing, even though everyone's still kind of dressed within about one or two parameters of one another. Of, you had a shirt with skulls in it, or you had like a shirt with like slash marks and bones on it. And, you know, either the shirt was like fuchsia or it was black. And that was kind of the... Or you wore your Misfits skull shirt. As like you're wearing now. That was the other big. So, but yeah, in the 90s, it kind of got more hip-hop involved and more, as Todd put it, frat boy involved, where it was kind of a lot of idiocy and who can drink what. And I don't know. I just found the comment kind of amusing. Although, anymore, skateboarding has changed enough now where there's enough other people in it. And it's a good thing, because, I don't know, skateboarding got way too serious for a while. Because even I had kind of a, in the mid-90s, kind of a, I don't know, a lack of faith, I guess. Everyone's like, you can't do these tricks anymore, that's stupid. You got to do all these super technical tricks with your feet, and if you're not, then you're a kook. So, but...
Got a full-on face smash 720 indie vert loop.
You almost had it. You're so close. Yes, for those that don't know, I guess, Chris has never skateboarded. He is a little familiar with the culture, mainly because as in the 80s, he was, I guess we would label it as a poser, I guess, was, I think even you brought up one time.
Nah. I never.
I never pretended or posed.
Some of the people.
Did you have a Vision Streetwear shirt?
No, but I did wear quite a bit of Stussy.
Yeah, that's borderline. If you'd had a Vision Streetwear shirt and not skated, that definitely would have marked you as a poser, I think, in most people's book. But Stussy was borderline, because there was times I can remember you could still find Stussy at the finer men's clothing stores, like in the mall. I don't remember when the names of the ones of the 80s, but they later converged in the 90s in the stores like Hawks. Where you could buy...
And I have a pair of Tony Hawk shorts at home, so I guess I have
Then you're legit. Without a doubt. Did you get those at Kohl's, or...?
The wife. Yeah. I don't buy my own clothes anymore. The wife dresses me, I admit it.
Really? Yeah, see, I don't know. I still buy my own clothes. So, I guess after that, after my little parents who lived through their kids rant, that was really about most I had for this episode. It's just one of those things I've seen over the years, and I've seen more of it, it just drives me nuts. People have just kind of given up on life and being like, I'm going to make my kids miserable by making them do all the shit I didn't want. Get to accomplish.
Yeah, I might have given up on life too, but that doesn't mean I have to advertise my kids to a bunch of people that really don't care.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But I don't think you've given up on life. You still drum. I mean, these people don't seem to do anything except work and go see their kids' stuff, and then that's it. I mean, I don't have anything wrong with it if you're trying to be a responsible parent, but that, to me, a lot of these people are seeming to go way past that as far as...
Oh, man, I can't stop yawning. What's wrong with me?
It's kind of warm in here.
It is.
Alcohol added to it does not help.
It is.
Because I'm sitting here kind of staring, just rambling and going on and on.
Stop looking at me. Keep eyeballing
me. I'm like a gorilla. I'm asserting my dominance. So, yeah, I guess that's really about the most I had. Sitting here looking over my notes. I thought I had more to talk about, but covered most of it.
Yeah. I see Gorilla asserting dominance.
Yes, like Gorilla, that was the very last one.
One of the last topics on the list.
So, but yeah, at any rate, I guess, yeah, Sacred Cows are starting to make a little bit of a comeback. We'll have to see where that goes. That'll take us somewhere. Yeah, we're going to have to find a way to balance the two bands, but I don't think that'll honestly be too hard in the end. Cause
balance.
It's like a yin-yang thing.
Well, I think we actually have to do something to be able to have to balance something.
That is true, because every time we seem to have equipment problems, every time we come over here to do... Although I brought equipment today, although today you and I are both like yawning and being like, yeah, I think we're going to be done with this. So
I do too.
Okay. So, let's see. Oh, yeah.
Plus, I'm hungry, man.
I'm feeling
too good this morning, and now it's catching up to me.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm going to good old Bob Evans after. And when I go
Bob
home.
Bob Evans. Pot roast hash. Best thing they have there.
I've had that before. The wife really likes the roasted chicken at this point. Although, I think she also... They got those huge-ass salads she really likes, too.
That's like... Huge?
They're...
Ass salads?
Yes, ass salads. Now, have you ever seen them? They come in a giant bowl.
It's like you can't finish them. Does the bowl look like an ass?
Yes.
Is that why they call it an ass salad?
Yes, yes. I'm just going with it at this point just so we can just move on.
And it must be huge.
So, by the time you hear this, this will probably be on a different provider. I'm not positive yet, but we will post it on Facebook, Instagram, usual media. If you're on iTunes...
You'll get the links. If you're on iTunes, it won't matter.
Yep, exactly. It won't be any different. But we need to switch up our providers. We're running out of space pretty quickly. Also, somebody asked me about doing like a Punk Off podcast page on like Facebook or Instagram. I still really don't see the need for it yet, but if you disagree, go ahead and email us at... 419video@gmail.com, or if you've got any comments or suggestions, send it to that as well.
Or if you disagree, you can come talk to me. We'll work this out. If you got a problem, I solve the problem.
All I can think of is Vanilla Ice. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out my hook while the DJ revolves it. So, I don't know. I guess touching on that real quick, because you and I haven't really thought about it. I don't think it's necessary, really, at this point. Do you? Especially since we're trying to still retain a little bit of anonymity.
Anonymity?
But I don't really see the need.
What are we trying to do?
Huh?
Educate me. What are we doing?
Well, it's been brought up that maybe we should put something on Facebook. But we really don't have that many... I mean, I don't see anything we could really accomplish with doing that we don't already do. Because we don't have a lot of real visual shit on our podcast right. That I feel like I need to relay to anybody. And I don't feel like
Nyan Cat or whatever, you could just have a random flashing GIF in the background.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of pictures of the device we use and or Mini Macho Man. So that's about all it would be anyhow.
Yeah.
So... Otherwise, I really don't see the need for it. I don't know. Maybe somebody will give me another idea why we should, but I just don't see it. So, until then, we're just going to keep trudging along the way we have. As it is, I'm really bad now about getting on the Sacred Cow's Facebook page and checking and seeing if anything's posted. Sam Potts posted a picture on there months ago, or like 3 months before I discovered it was even on there, so... But... I guess, really, that's about all I got. Trying to wrap this up once again. Yep. So, other than that, I can just plug my usual people that I think, Lou, Fickle Skateboards. Check out his website and the gear he's got. I'm real anxious to get my deck from him. JP's podcast, bro, you got a podcast. Check that out. And Sammy at Sacramento Slaughter Dolls. Check out her site. Other than that, you got anything? You want to plug real quick?
I have nothing.
All right. Was that a Marilyn Manson quote?
No.
Apparently both of us should not drink alcohol while it's really hot and do a podcast. That was... Because nobody's really kind of keeping this on the rails now.
Well, it's kind of hard to talk when you got a bottle in your mouth, I found.
This is true. I'd like to also give a little shout out to my friend Occulto. Actually, I do want to talk about that real quick. Because I've heard, I recommended it, and there's a lot of people that are like, nah, it's not. Occulto really is a better beer to have with something. Actually, my favorite is, because for those that haven't checked it out, it is, I'll read it right off the bottle.
Like
blue agave infused. So there's, it's infused in tequila barrels. I really like tequila.
You're talking about like having it with something? Like what? Like actually, Molly or what?
Like, what'd you say? Ollie?
Molly.
That could work. I have not tried it with Molly, but I smoke cigarillos. I smoke Irish cigarillos, and between the two together, just it brings out the taste in both. So, because I know, I think JP might have tried this because of my recommendation of it, and he did not care for it, but he's also a fan of, like, IPAs, too, and I've never been a huge fan of IPA beers. They're just too bitter.
No, just chew on a big hot nugget or something like that, you know?
Because there is, if you do not know this at home, or whoever else is listening, if you're listening at work, I guess you're not home, there is Sacred Cow beer out there.
Hmm.
I wanted to like it more than anything else. Our bass player found it. He bought a six for me. I checked it out. I thought I gave you a bottle. Maybe not. But it's an IPA. It's not bad, per se. It's one of the better IPAs. It's one of the better IPAs I've had, but I've never been a huge fan of IPAs. I've always been lager or stout kind of person for the most part. This is a little bit different. The Occulto, it's a kind of a cleaner tasting beer. So I find it's nice during the summer, especially when I get home from work and I've been sweating my ass off.
Fatheads Brewery. Got a nice Belgian. It's a strong ale with a lot of different fruits and figs and stuff. It's almost like the way they used to make it back in the day, like mead and things like that, you know? And it's some of the best stuff I've ever had. It has, like, hints and notes of some of them different fruits, but it's still not a fruity girl beer. It's still strong. It's almost like drinking wine or some kind of brandy or something like that. It's almost not beer anymore. Good stuff. So, find that in your local stores because, you know, some local places have Fatheads and you should try it.
Yes. In your better beer stores.
Bitter Beer Face.
What was that from?
I think it's Keystone Light.
That's some right.
Kind of commercial. Bitter Beer Face. But that's, yeah, that was before Keith Stone.
They don't do those commercials anymore.
No. I think those were in its course.
Yeah, that's true. That's nice. I think they were trying to do their version of the world's most famous guy.
I think he was actually first before the world's most famous Dos Equis guy.
You might be right.
I thought it was a Joe Dirt ripoff.
Yeah, that is pretty close. So with that, I guess we'll sign out. And I was trying to stall for time to think of a movie quote.
Ending. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're ending with Joe Dirt, so.
Yeah.
You're my sister.
You what? You got no Whisker Biscuits? No Husker Do's? No Husker Don'ts? What kind of fireworks stand are you? That's the best I got.
Good enough. Later.